Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1349. Five Health Tips for Entrepreneurs by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hello, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and happy Cinco de Mayo if you're celebrating. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. On Fridays, don't forget, I do something a little different. That's where I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can send your question via email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, like I do every Wednesday, I want to share with you a little bit of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "Do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better." Maya Angelou. Now, before I get to the post, I know the title sounds like it's written just for entrepreneurs, but I promise that this post can be applied to anyone, not just entrepreneurs. So stay tuned. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Five Health Tips for Entrepreneurs by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. Health is priceless wealth. We all know that health should be a priority. How many of us actually practice this philosophy? Many of my patients are entrepreneurs. They come to me with serious health challenges, from digestive troubles to insomnia, weight gain, and cardiovascular disease. And the root cause of so many of them is unwholesome habits and choices in their diet and lifestyle. The reality is, though we understand intellectually that health is priceless, we give in to the pressures, many times self-imposed, of being in business. And our health is no longer a priority. All of this to only ultimately pay the price with the health challenges I mentioned. Quote, "The game is money, but what about inner wealth, the mental, the spiritual, and physical health?" Guru. Building your mental, spiritual, and physical health is a lot like building your wealth. When you build your wealth, the recommendation is that you invest in something that will give you some returns, like the stock market or real estate. When you invest in your health, the returns are 100-fold. When you do one thing that supports your health, you almost immediately have more energy, better sleep, and greater stress resilience. And in turn, you are more effective as an entrepreneur and can accomplish more. Your health legacy is your wealth legacy. Another concept of building wealth is to be able to pass this wealth to your children. Thanks to the science of epigenetics, we now know that our health challenges can be passed down, but we can change this. We now know that many genes are triggered when we adopt the habits and choices of our parents. But when we make different choices, we can change the outcome and our children's health legacy. The irony is that taking care of your health isn't that difficult and doesn't need to take a lot of time. Here are five health tips that my patients have found very helpful. Five health tips for entrepreneurs to make generational health part of your generational wealth. Tip number one, don't work overtime. Decide on a time when you stop working, no matter what's going on, so your body and your mind can wind down for the day and prepare for a good night's sleep. In my experience, most people who struggle with insomnia have trouble shutting their mental chatter down. When you incorporate a healthy sleep routine which includes being able to stop working at a certain time for most days, then your nervous system can calm down and you can fall asleep and stay asleep. Tip number two, don't skip meals, especially lunch. At lunchtime, our digestive system is primed to properly digest our foods so we can properly absorb the necessary nutrients and eliminate waste. Furthermore, when we skip lunch, we have a tendency to overeat at dinner and eat dinner late. Tip number three, walk for 15 minutes every morning. The first thing I always encourage my patients to do is walk in the morning for 15 minutes every single day. When you do something every day, it creates consistency and continuity, which are the bedrocks of a healthy lifestyle. Inevitably, within 3 months, my patients are walking for 30 to 45 minutes without any effort. Their heart health is improved, their weight is down, and they have a tremendous amount of energy. All you have to do is start small and keep going. Tip number four, make time for creativity. Being an entrepreneur is not just about doing business. You need to set time aside to get new ideas. This time is essential. It should be part of your weekly schedule, just as replying to customers' calls or spending time for marketing are. So spend some time alone, in nature preferably, and allow inspiration to come to you. And tip number five, take a regular break from being an entrepreneur. This one is a tough one because we are so conditioned to believe that if we don't spend every single minute of our day on our business, then we're losing business. And that is simply not true. What we're losing, however, is ourselves. We are not our business, no matter how much we love it. We are human beings, not just human doings, and we need time to just be. You just listened to the post titled, Five Health Tips for Entrepreneurs by Laura Carter of lauracarter.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Many of Laura's suggestions can be applied to anyone, not just entrepreneurs, just like I promised at the top of the show. In fact, Laura's tips are so fantastic, you've probably heard many of them talked about on this show many times before. Tips like making time for exercise, actually blocking off time in your calendar. This is something that I do regularly. If I didn't, I would miss my workouts, no question. In fact, I blocked out time on my calendar to work out as soon as I'm finished recording this. Laura also mentions starting small and the importance of consistency, even if it's just a 15-minute walk every morning. A 15-minute walk every morning can easily turn into a 30, 45, or 60-minute walk in no time at all. The most important thing is to just start. Even if the first step is simply taking out your cell phone right now, provided it's safe, and blocking off time from noon to 12:30 tomorrow to spend some time moving around. That right there is a start. It can be as simple as that. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.